Hello, Main Menu listeners. I'm Daryl Shandro, and this is a demonstration of Ceratec's Remote Incident Manager technology.
This is a technology that can permit a blind person, either a private consultant or a blind technician employed by a company, to gain remote access and administration of any Windows-based computer, I should say any computer running Windows XP or Windows Vista, for the purpose of providing technical assistance. In other words, this is a remote assistance type product. So the blind technician gains access, and then the user of the computer must supply permission for that access. So this is not a permanent remote access solution for remote desktop, terminal services, or Citrix, which are available in some other products such as JAWS and WindowEyes. So Ceratec also has a product for those implementations called RAM, Remote Access Manager. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about specifically Remote Incident Manager. The idea here is that the blind technician sends his or her customer a link to a very small ActiveX control, browser control, that is installed on the end user's computer. Note that this is not installing a screen reader. This is an ActiveX control, which just about anyone who uses the web is used to installing those from time to time in order to make different types of websites work correctly. So that's all they're going to be doing here. There's also no video intercept or mirror drivers or anything else that might prevent a sighted person from wanting to install this piece of software. All right, so we're going to get the link, and we're going to email it to Karen. Karen is across the office here, and we're starting out with this basic demonstration. Now, she does run JAWS, of course, as her screen reader, but she does not have system access installed.
Create a subgroup.
So we're going to
clients in this group. Download host software. Email a host installation link. Create a client.
So I'm going to email a host installation link.
Your email address required. Editable text.
That my email address is already filled in there.
Your first name required. Editable text. Daryl, your company name. Editable text.
So these are the fields that you would get as a technician emailing a host link.
Your office phone, your cell phone number, editable text, name followed by a comma, followed by the user's email address, one user per line, editable.
Okay, so I'm going to do that.
Send.
So I just hit the send button. I supplied Karen's name and email address.
Daryl.
And the system. The system said that it emailed her the host link. So, Karen, if you want to check your email and see if you received a new message from me. Oh, so it said follow this link. So it said install.
Uh-huh.
We're looking at Karen's side of it. Hey, keep going. Keep going.
Failed preview. Yep, this site might require the following ActiveX control called apostrophe remote access host from apostrophe Ceratec Corporation. Click here to install .. button.
Okay, so press enter to install it.
This site might require the following install ActiveX control .. to navigate quizzle.llc.
Did you press enter? Yeah.
Enter, leaving menus. This site might require the following ActiveX control called apostrophe remote access host from apostrophe Ceratec Corporation. Click here to install .. button to activate quiz spacebar 26%. Internet Explorer
access. Okay.
Do you want to install this software? Press tab over to install.
Ceratec Corporation link. More options button to activate quiz spacebar alt plus O. When files from the internet can be useful, this file type can potentially harm your computer.
Keep going.
Install button to activate.
There you go. Press enter. This is a standard browser dialog for installing a piece of software like this. So a sighted user would see this as well. Now, the good thing about this is the software can stay on there, so you don't have to go through this process every time. You know, if it's a repeat customer, you don't have to go through it the first time that the customer needs support. After that, it stays on there.
0%. Install remote access host software at Microsoft Internet Explorer. Page has no links. Install remote access host software. The remote access host software has been successfully installed on this computer. You may now close this browser window. Copyright 2007 Serotech Corporation. All rights reserved. Version 1.0.0.3. Alt F4. Follow this link to install the remote app.
All right, so now I'm going to attempt to gain remote access to your system. Okay, so.
Welcome to the Remote Access Manager. What would you like to do now? 1, access this computer. 2, open the remote incident.
So I'm going to press 2 to open a remote incident.
Client load.
And that's Karen's favorite sound, not. Karen doesn't like the Serotech progress tones.
It sounds kind of creepy, like something you hear like in a horror movie or...
Incident keyword.
So I'm going to enter the incident keyword that we agreed on.
Open remote incident. Disable visual output. Open incident. Disable visual output.
Disable visual output.
Not
for this session. So what that could do is, if I'm blind, I don't need visual output. But if I'm visually impaired, or even if I'm sighted, I can use this as a technician. So it's conceivable that if a company needs a solution like this, they could just make all their sighted techs use it as well, and it would work for them. I'm going to go ahead and check the box. I don't care about visual output.
Check.
I can't see it very well anyway.
Open incident.
And tabbed over to open incident and press enter.
Waiting for the other user to respond.
Okay, now it's waiting for you. Let's see what happens over here. Okay, so what you do, Karen, is you press hold Control Shift down and press your backspace key.
Control Shift backspace.
Please type the keyword.
Okay, you said please type the keyword, right?
Uh-huh.
So just type your type that keyword we discussed earlier.
But they're going to hear it as they write it, as they type it.
So okay.
Turn the printer to the.
Yeah, turn it down and type it in, and then turn it up right away.
Huh?
And then turn it up.
No enter?
Turn it up and then press enter.
Okay.
Just so we can get a good... It says the keyword isn't associated, huh?
No.
You just typed the first name, right?
Yep.
Let's see. All right, so...
Welcome to the remote...
So, it didn't work. We're going to try it again.
This computer to open a remote incident.
Open a remote incident.
While the remote incident client loads.
It's possible I did it wrong. By the way, that should be all lowercase.
No.
I think I'm actually not sure whether or not it is case sensitive. Again, this is an informal
keyword
demonstration. Okay, incident keyword. Okay, good. Making sure the field is blank.
Open remote incident. Cancel.
Okay.
Individual output for this session. Checkbox.
Okay.
Cancel.
So, let's try this again. You do your control shift backspace.
Please wait.
Okay, so it says it's connecting.
Same thing.
JAWS 7.10 is active.
Did you hear what it said? JAWS 7.1 is active.
KLH.
KDD.
Don't worry. I'm not going to look at much. I'm just... So now I'm on your computer. Hear this, Karen?
Uh-huh.
That's your machine.
JAWS
4.51. JAWS 5.0.
Karen has JAWS going from 4.51 to 7.1.
JAWS 6.10.
That she only doesn't have 8 because I don't think it's reliable enough to...
Windows Live Messenger.
Okay.
Solution Center.
So...
Windows Live ACB Radio Center.
Watch this, folks. I'm going to run the ACB radio tuner. This is on Karen's system, not on mine. Do you hear it, Karen, on your side?
Uh-huh.
What's it doing on your side?
It's playing interactive.
Let's turn it up and let the listeners hear what it's doing to your system. Okay, so it's playing Mike's Mess, right?
Uh-huh.
Watch this. Hear it, Karen? So we're basically, I can do stuff over here, and we could follow along with each other. Do you see what I'm saying? In other words, I could come onto your machine and help you out with something. Do you see what I'm saying? If you're blind and you're using a screen reader, you'll hear what's going on. Even if you're not blind, if you're sighted, you'll see what the blind technician is doing to your system.
That's very cool.
Isn't this really, really neat?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that really wasn't too painful of an install process, was it?
No.
That was a pretty quick install. You didn't feel like you were installing a screen reader or any major piece of software, right?
No.
You know? A sighted person would just do that, you know, would just follow the instructions and take them a couple minutes and they'd be up and running with it. They wouldn't know that they were installing anything, you know, that's anything beyond what they've installed for mainstream software. It would not be, it's not like we're not asking them to install JAWS or you know, a major screen reader. Hey, they're not even installing System Access. They're just clicking a link in their web browser, and boom. A couple minutes later, type the same incident keyword on both sides, and it's done. Now, of course, we're doing this in our house, in our office, which we call the Accessibility Command Center here at the Blind Access Journal. But the people could be on Skype talking to each other across the world doing this. Now, so watch this. So say I want to tell you something, Karen, right? I want to give you some instructions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. This will be familiar to you because you said that your corporate staff did this. This is your password, but I won't say it. Do you see what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So I could sit there and type in WordPad and you'd see it on your machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having an email problem, you know, I emailed you the link, but I could have told you the link.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have sent it to you on Instant Messenger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? So I just use email because it's the most convenient, as long as the customer's email is working correctly, of course, right? But say you're having a problem with JAWS. If you're having a problem with JAWS, even if you didn't, like, say you didn't have JAWS running,
mm-hmm.
it would automatically give me system access. I would still have access to your machine.
Mm.
I'd still be able to use your machine. Is this cool or what? Even if you're sighted, if you have no, you know what I mean, you have no screen reader, nothing installed, I'm still there. I still have access to it. I'm actually in your JAWS, you know, I did an insert J on your machine. So I could go in. Don't worry, I won't change this permanently, but
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm doing? So basically, I could adjust your JAWS options for you. I could, let's see, what else, what other interesting things can I do? Okay, you could go ahead and turn your speaker down, Karen. We know what, you know what I mean? We know that, that the activities are synced together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I do affects Karen's machine.
Side left there, not line right there. Windows line left there, left there, hands folded there, right there. Create volume control.
Okay, so I want you to do something, Karen. Go open up a browser window and go somewhere. You'll see how what you do, I can follow what you do as well. Just open up a browser window and go to wherever you want. Go to your blog or something.
Okay, control I.
Okay, so you're opening Internet Explorer. We have a shortcut for that.
Title is select the system tray icon.
Oh, you're in a system tray icon. Go ahead and hit escape out of that.
Folder view with view, ACB radio.
There you go. That'll work.
To move the item to it. Alt tab. Untitled dash notepad.
Okay.
Untitled. Yellow page.
Okay.
Alt control I. 100%. Google search dash Microsoft Internet Explorer.
There you go. So you're at Google now. Do you hear what's happening, though, Karen? I can hear what you're doing. And just because we're across the room from each other doesn't mean anything. You could be in China or something, and we could be doing this. That would be kind of neat. Anyway.
Enter. Google Edit. Google Edit. 200%. 100%. Page has 206 links. Link graphic gift ideas. Gift.
All right. So you went to...
FindGifts.com.
FindGifts.com, yep. So... Do you see what happens? So, say, Karen, you are having trouble with a website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're having trouble completing a capture or something like this, or, you know, doing anything on a web. Okay. Remember what our remote incident key was? When I say hit your Control Shift Backspace, type that in and press Enter.
Yeah?
No. I'm just saying, if in the future, if in the future now,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
if tomorrow for some reason you need help with something, I just say, okay, press your Control Shift Backspace, enter the key, and press Enter, and I'm on your machine.
Wow.
And you're and the cool thing about this, we're equals. So what that means is, like, your machine doesn't go silent. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, and when you, and you still have control. We both have control of your machine right now. I'm still in there.
Services link, account info link, sign off link, click your link, gift ideas link, save gifts link, gift rec, gift shop email link, edit, gift sign occasion link, anniversary, baby shower, baptism link, bar mitzvah link, bat mitzvah link, birthday link, breakup slash divorce link, confirmation link, family reunion link, first communion link.
I'm just showing everybody what's on here.
Graduation link,
yep.
Housewarming link, new baby link, promotion link, retirement link, wedding link, expressions link. Cheer up, Link. Congratulations, Link. Crazy for you, Link. Ben Mel, Link. Girl Power, Link. Good luck, Link. I love you, Link. I miss you, Link. I'm sorry, Link. Let's party, Link. Sympathy, Link. Thank you, Link. Thinking of you. Gifts, I type, Link. Romantic, Link. Personalized, Link. You need, Link. Sentimental, Link. Wacky, Link. Humorous, Link. Fashionable, Link. Cosmopolitan, Link. Spiritual, Link. Trendy, Link. Healthy, Link. Relaxing, Link. Inspirational, Link. Beauty, Link. Gift Wizard, Link. Gift Finder, Link. Gift Wizard, Link. Who is a gift for? A radio, but not who is a gift for? Who is a gift? Who is a gift? Who is a holiday? But express gift message, Link.
So, guys, keep in mind, this is the first time that Karen and I have used this technology together. So I'd say, even though this is kind of an informal demo, I'd say it's a pretty good demo.
I think so.
It's
pretty good, guys.
Family heirlooms link.
I do most of my holiday shopping on this site.
Memory, a photo, a picture frame link.
Indeed. This is a great technology, everybody. This could let you do a lot of interesting things.
Irish chaplain, big link, plus Halloween occupational gifts link, firefighter link, police link, military teacher link, doctor link, nurse link, hairdresser link, all occupational gifts.
You know, a lot of jobs are requiring this now. This capability. It's not good enough anymore. It's not good enough anymore to walk the person through it, you know, and have the and hope that the customer follows all the steps that you told them to follow. They want this. They want you to be able to gain remote access to that customer's machine,
right.
Do what you need to do, and get out of there and move on.
That's right.
So we have some additional options available. Shift modifier escape.
Remote access menu. Minimize session. Enable visual output. Disable text to speech output. Send control on delete. Start system access remotely. Reboot and reconnect. Close session.
Okay. Here's something. Let me see what if you've got anything open that's. Okay. Karen, I'm going to reboot your system. Is that okay? Do you have anything open that it doesn't look like it? I just checked. Doesn't look like you have anything open that needs to be saved.
Remote access menu.
So I'm going to go into this remote access menu with shift. I held shift and caps lock key down and pressed escape. I'm going to press up arrow.
Close session. Reboot and reconnect.
Reboot and reconnect. Now, Karen, assume that I was in your machine and I really, really screwed something up, right? Your machine's not responding correctly anymore.
Graphic.
I need to reboot your system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what would happen? Well, normally that would be the end of your session, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be a difficult scenario to be in, right? As a blind tech, if say you had JAWS on the other machine or something, right? You'd be pretty much out of the running. Not so here. We have an option that says reboot and reconnect. This will reboot her computer and reestablish the connection. I'm going to press enter if you're ready, Karen. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Warning. You are about to send an emergency reboot command to the remote computer. If you do this, the computer will reboot immediately without giving any open applications a chance to shut down gracefully. If any open applications have unsaved data, the data will be lost. Are you sure you want to proceed? Yes, button.
Okay, so this is great. They've done a great job here of providing you with a warning as the technician. You better go through, do your alt tabs, make sure that everything that could have saved data like Microsoft Word or Excel or an email program with a new message being sent, make sure all that stuff is closed before you go doing this. If you can, of course. Again, if the machine's not, you know, maybe you're doing this because the machine's hosed and this is all you can do. I want to press enter on yes.
Cancel button.
So what's happening on your side, Karen? Is your machine shutting down? Did you hear the shutdown sound?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't usually sound like that when it shuts down.
No? All right. But we'll let it come. Now, everyone, this is going to take a couple of minutes. If you have to do this, we all know that it takes a couple of minutes to reboot. That's just the way it works. So.
Here we go.
What's it doing now?
Give the music.
Okay. The shutdown or the start up?
The start up.
Okay. Yeah, XP has cool startup and shutdown music. Of course, that can be changed.
That's an awful sound. Like in the Twilight Zone, kind
of. We'll have to tell Mike that Karen doesn't like the progress sound.
Well, that doesn't sound like you're like in a horror movie, and you know, like kind of in between, like. A different dimension of a realm. I don't know. It reminds me of a traveling time type of sound. thanks.
Okay, so now what's happening on your side?
Jaws came up.
Okay, Jaws came up.
No.
Huh?
Yep, Jaws came up.
Okay, so here's the cool thing. I mean, it's good that it did, right? But even if it didn't...
Skype.
Now, it'll be interesting to see how far...
Connecting, please wait.
Okay, so now it's connecting.
The ACB radio tuner.
Oh, it's...
7.10 is active.
Listen, I'm back in your machine.
Yeah.
It's still giving me progress tones, though.
Because it's not completely booted up.
It's not completely booted up?
No, the AIM's still finishing up. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Connected.
And it says connected. Did you hear that?
LH.
Remote session to KLH. We've not ever changed the name of your system. So.
Desktop. Folder view list view. My computer is 35. My network places. All tab. Install tab. Install tab. Tab.
What is, there's an install alert here.
One Windows 10. Desktop. Folder view list. All tab. Install tab. Windows Live Messenger. All tab. Install tab. Caps lock on.
Okay, there's Jaws.
Live Messenger.
I thought I was seeing an install alert, and I was trying to see what that was. Oh, are you doing something?
I did for a second. I was trying to help you.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it would be really important, right, for the technician and the customer to be communicating with each other, right? To say, hey, Daryl, I'm gonna. Do you want some help? I'm gonna press this. Because now the tech, I'm pretty confused, right? Because she can navigate and I can navigate. We're both doing stuff to the same computer. You see where the interesting issues come in? Hang on, just let me just take control for a second, just to see what's going on here. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Winamp agent, that's part of your Winamp player. Now, you realize, right, Karen, I could send an instant message from here. Hey, watch this.
Karen, HT, says hi.
Karen, HT?
Yeah, it cut off the URL. I think System Access did that. So, because, you know, I still have System Access running, right, on my machine.
Yeah.
Here. On my local machine. So, like, say, okay, I'm going to stay connected to Karen's machine, but, oops, you know, I needed to look at something on my own machine. I've got some notes there that I need to look at now. So press my modifier key.
Minimize session. Skype trademark beta there.
So now I'm back on my own machine, everybody.
The AIM, inbox, Karen, remote set, Skype trademark, the ACB radio to the ACB...
Okay, so let me go do some Googling. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what Karen's computer problem is. So I need to do some research, right?
Type your search.
So now I've kept this poor girl on for 20 minutes. Oh, hey, I know what your problem is now.
Hey, inbox up Karen, HTTP, remote session.
Okay. I'm controlling your computer again, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that I would say that's pretty much the size of it. So now I'm the customer, or I'm the technician, I fixed your problem. Hopefully you're happy. And it's time to disconnect. Control-Shift-Backspace.
You have been disconnected from the remote computer.
And I just got disconnected. Did you hear that over there?
Uh-huh.
Comment on this incident.
Oh.
Finish.
So then as a technician, you may enter a comment on this incident. First demonstration. Did you get a similar thing or not? Okay, so the customer doesn't get that. But the technician gets to comment.
Welcome to the Remote Access Manager. What would you like to do now?
So now I'm back to my own machine.
Please wait.
And everybody is hopefully happy, and the call is closed, and, you know, that's it. What do you think, Karen?
I think it's lovely. It's very cool. Something you definitely need.
Do you think this opens a lot of doors that...
I think so. Can you see the...
System access 2.3 is ready. Google Tech Windows Internet Explorer.
Assistance to help them, you know, put hotkeys and adapt their workstations.
Well, the good thing about it from that point of view is there could be still situations, right, where there's something that the screen reader isn't working well with. Okay? But the good thing about this, even in that situation with an adaptive technology specialist, right, the specialist doesn't have to drive out to the location. I think that's like the real key there for that situation.
That should like reduce costs, because wouldn't you think that that would be part of the the cost of their fee?
Absolutely.
The transportation and the time it takes to travel to and from the job site.
Oh, absolutely. And you see that I was actually running JAWS on your system, right? So if I was a scripter, right, and you're the blind employee needing my help, right? Remember, I can enable visual output, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I may have a sighted person in my office helping me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, let me in, and we get connected. I've got myself and my sighted person over in my office, and I'm running JAWS on your machine, even though it's system access on mine. I'm running JAWS. I'm scripting. I'm sitting there in the script manager, fixing your scripts. I haven't gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have to go across the town or across the country or whatever to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, I can say, okay, Karen, I think I fixed that script. Why don't you try it and see how it works for you? I can see right there. And then I can hear what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear. We can say, okay, yeah, we agree that works, or we agree that's messed up and we need to work on it, or so on and so forth. But, Karen, do you realize, right, that this isn't even just for adaptive technology specialists.
No, I know.
This is for any blind person who needs to get into somebody else's machine for whatever reason.
Thank you for listening to this demonstration of Ceratech's Remote Incident Manager. You may contact Ceratech by visiting their website at www.cerotech.com. That's www.cerotech.com.